Two teenage boys have been charged by police. The pair accused of discharging a fire extinguisher into an open car window at Sippy Downs last Sunday. A five-month-old baby in the back seat, along with the 29-year-old male driver, were injured in the alleged incident. The pair, aged 14 and 15, both from Budrum, have been charged with multiple offences, including willful damage and assault occasioning bodily harm. Our business and local government leaders have been briefed on the government's transport vision for the region at an event hosted by the Sunshine Coast Business Council. Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg admits we are behind on where our infrastructure should be after years of neglect, but says plans are progressing to have the new WAVE transport system and the Mooloola River interchange finished ahead of the 2032 Olympic Games. It's as the state government prepares to hand down its new budget tomorrow.
The funding split on the first stage of the WAVE is 50-50, and that funding's locked in and committed. In fact, we're already through that procurement process, and we look forward to keeping people informed as we award those contracts later in the year. The second stage, we're still working through those conversations with the federal government.
We can expect an influx of visitors to the Sunshine Coast from this weekend, with the winter school holidays getting underway. Our region will once again be a popular destination for interstate travellers too, according to a new survey by leading booking platform What If. Its data shows Queensland destinations occupy all top 8 places on the website's national list of domestic accommodation searches, with Maroochydore and Noosa in the top 8 most popular winter break locations. And the best of the best in our community have been recognised at this year's Sunshine Coast Biosphere Community Awards. Winners were chosen from 140 nominees across 8 categories. Citizen of the Year going to Claire Smith, who founded Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast. Claire was also recently named Queensland's Local Hero at the Australian of the Year Awards, while our Young Citizen of the Year is disability advocate and accessibility leader Finlay Cole.